had to raise my children all by myself. He never taught them any manners or anything. He knew well, but he didn't want to be bothered. You know, a lot of people are that way. You don't want to take up time with nobody but yourself.
That's right.
Mama used to say that we wouldn't get along.
Oh.
Me and one disposition and me the other. We got along. We didn't fuss. We didn't fight. No, he didn't abuse me no way. And I didn't him. But it was so miserable, him, you know, having that disposition. Yeah, there wasn't no... He didn't love anybody. He's not affectionate. He didn't know nothing about it. See, his sister was raised in California, and his brother was much older than him, and he was away, and nobody home but him and his father. He knew nothing about a mother and a sister, you know, running around women folks. And old Saint Hit, I guess he didn't know how to cope with them or something, and he just thought a woman is just like a man. I used to have him clean up new ground. He'd say, well, you ought to pick up the end of that stick and razor and pick up that log and end of that log and lift as much as me. Yeah, that's the way he was. He just, I don't know. And I went along with it. About 53 years.
That long. Goodness.
And he was blind. He had sugar diabetes and had glaucoma and went blind 3 years. Well, he was sick about 8 years, but he was 3 years. He was completely blind, and he died that way. It was pitiful. Oh, me and the baby, I had to lead him everywhere.
Well, you really have had a hard
time. I had to work hard when I was young, and I had a hard time after I was married. All the hard way. And my daddy left me in good shape. Left me 80 acres of land and some stock. He didn't leave me any money, but he left me a way to make it. We didn't need it. We had too much damn land. We didn't need it. My land didn't bother him. He gave me the home place where all this fruit and the cellar and everything was. I got that. Just no manager. He could have, but he didn't want to. Deprived my children of an education. I had 40 acres of good bottom land. That was our living. Wouldn't have had to work hard. I don't know what is the matter with him. I don't know, it was ignorance or meanness. I can't say and
can't
I won't say.
Yeah.
I don't know, ma'am. You can't say something good, don't say nothing bad.
Yeah,
but sometimes you feel awful bad, be treated
that's
bad.
True.
You can't help but think sometimes what... about things.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna have to be going.
Oh, sure hate that. I'm gonna be so lonesome.
Oh, I'm
oh
sorry.
My goodness.
Well, I just enjoyed it so
mm-hmm.
much. Now, I'll be sure to let you know how I get graded on this.
Oh,
and
yes, do that. Yes, I sure appreciate it.
I just appreciate all you've done for me.
Well,
I've enjoyed it so
welcome.
Much.
I have to. I certainly have. I used to think what I'm going to write a story in my whole life, but I waited too late. Well, I started in, you know, my 20s. I wrote, you know, what I've told you, and then from there on through what I've told you too about my married life and things like that. I like to know who in the world wanted to read that mess. Said you got a big deal magazine of your life, and you might have got some money out of it.
Yeah, you never know.
I don't care nothing about the money. I just wish I had
a copy of it, sort of something to
keep. I could hand it down to my children, grandchildren, great grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
They want it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder what my granddaughter's doing. Working.
Well, let me. I tell you.